The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I articulate the deepest felt values of the American people.
He was asking to have an open marriage, and I refused.
Robert Scott Bell.
We've had 88-year-old women having an adult diaper taken off, an 8-month-old child, the same thing. A 6-year-old girl from my town in Bowling Green, Kentucky, had an agent putting her hands inside her pants. We've gone too far.
Robert Scott Bell.
We need to get even more information out to Generation X. If they can be convinced that influenza vaccination is important, they'll spread the word and get the job done.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Thank you for all your hard work. And believe it or not, we did very well tonight and have a very, very strong second place, and it's going to continue. We've had some good news today. Maybe you have seen, but there was a recent Reuters poll out just today. It's the first time that we came in second in a national poll in the Republican primary. And we do have to remember, you know, the straw vote is one thing, but then there's one other thing called delegates. Yeah. I want to really thank you for the effort, and the one thing that I am convinced of, those who join the campaign for liberty and promote this cause really believe in something. I keep thinking, it must be a lot more fun believing in something than just campaigning for nothing.
It's amazing. I love Minnesota. That's why we got married up there, Don. Super Don. The people up there are great. Second, strong second place finish. Ron Paul finishes ahead of the anointed one, Mitt Romney. And, of course, Rick Santorum, who's going to dominate in the Midwest region because of his, what do you call that, socially religious stance.
Yes. That was put very nicely. Yes.
Yeah, the predictions, the pundits, all of them wrong. Every one of them wrong about what's been going on, in fact, including the idea that Romney, which I've kind of acknowledged, is considered the anointed one because he stepped aside 4 years ago for McCain, but it's not working out the way they had planned it. There's not a lot of passion for Mitt Romney out there outside of Utah and a little bit of Nevada with the LDS connection, and so we're seeing a transformation. People are asking, they're saying, Robert, what do you think? Is this going to go brokered or what? I think, you know, it looks inevitable at this point that no one's going to get the majority of delegates. And as Ron Paul's strategy is set up to gain enough delegates to set this thing into a brokered state, all bets are still considered off because so many Ron Paul delegates are being elected. If they're not being assigned, this what people need to understand is that even if you're a Ron Paul supporter, if you get elected as a delegate on the first ballot, you are committed to have to vote for whoever got the X number of votes in that state. So you're a committed delegate. But if that first vote does not happen with a majority, a clear majority that has to hit that number, then suddenly it's a free-for-all. Now, who's in the position to vote at that point? Now, I'm not here to predict that Ron Paul will win the nomination of the Republican because there are a lot of forces allied against him. We recognize that. But what has happened in Minnesota, even though he didn't have a real strong finish in Colorado, and the beauty contest in Missouri doesn't matter much because there's no delegates, the reality is this is causing more nervousness within the global elite trying to downplay this round. Ron Paul really is a delegate victory and a tremendous victory. In fact, this morning, Super Don, I was watching some of the news shows, and they were all going on the Tea Party. Tea Party's fractured. They're not getting behind any candidate. And they would not say Ron Paul's name. Well, nobody, everybody's talking about the Constitution, but the Tea Party people, they won't acknowledge anybody, least of all Ron Paul, the guy who started it all.
No, the Tea Party it's an interesting group. Because, and there's been a lot of debate as to who started the Tea Party, when it started, who was involved in it. I've always been under the opinion, and you know, and not just based on just opinion, but on fact from what I know and what I remember, that Ron Paul was the guy that started the Tea Party movement. But you know, the Tea Party became fractured. It became co-opted. It turned into a label that all the neocons wanted to wear on their chests as "I'm a Tea Party candidate." So unfortunately, you know, while the Tea Party, I think, had good intentions and it started off at least in the right direction,
sure,
it's become really something that is almost insignificant.
Co-opted, yeah, that co-opted is the right word. When the news media pundits will go out and say, well, their main issues were, for instance, budget deficits and spending, but nobody's talking about cutting spending. You're like, hello, Ron Paul, $1 trillion the first year, and they won't even mention it. Again, we recognize that outside of the Robert Scott Bell Show and a few other shows, and of course what happens at Natural News, the old media is completely controlled by the interests that are basically looking to maintain the enslavement status of the American people and completely degrade the rest of us that aren't yet enslaved into that consciousness or mindset. And it's not working because more people are waking up. Look at what happened in Minnesota. Look what's going to happen in Maine. That's going to be big news on Saturday as well. And we'll report on that live on the Sunday show. So there's a lot of interesting things happening here with political healing. But I'll tell you this. I think what will be the winner, no matter what happens this election cycle, is the 10th Amendment and the 10th Amendment Center. We are going to find that the growth and awareness, that the solution, the rightful remedy, as Thomas Jefferson said, to the overgrowth of a federal bureaucracy that is taken over by global corporate interests will be the nullification of those unconstitutional federal mandates, etc., that cannot be done by voting. If voting doesn't work, right, which it hasn't in a long time, at that point, you're going to see a movement toward the 10th Amendment like never before since the time of Thomas Jefferson.
Well, and there's a lot of education that's going on about the 10th Amendment. A lot of people don't understand what the 10th Amendment is and don't understand that there are a lot of rights and powers that people have been given, states have been given by the Constitution that have not been used or exercised in so long or even considered that people don't even realize that those exist or that they're there. And when you talk to somebody about states' rights, they almost kind of – they look at you funny and they kind of go, what are you talking about? What do you mean? You can't do that. You got to do whatever the government tells you. Yeah, and they do. I've gotten into debates on Facebook over states' rights and people are like, states' rights? They don't even know what you're talking about. And the fact is that the states do have rights that were given to them by the founders in the Constitution in order to protect the states and the people from any type of unconstitutional attack by the government should it ever come. Now, the founders were brilliant. They knew it was almost a Nostradamus type thing where they knew when this started that the possibility of that happening was there.
Right.
Human nature is something that man sometimes just cannot help himself from doing stupid things at some point, especially when you're the size of government grows beyond the size of what it should be. And so they put this in there. It's almost like a little safety escape hatch.
This is the cure for cancer the founding fathers knew of. And now, of course, the government works actively against you knowing about cures for cancer, including the growth of cancerous government, the 10th Amendment, the 10th Amendment Center. By the way, they're at CPAC today, and I am going to be doing a special remote interview for TRX 10th Amendment Center Radio tonight. So check it out. I'm going to be interviewing Morgan Philpott. He's a Utah gubernatorial candidate who's very much a 10th Amendment supporter. And we're going to be talking about a number of things, including a Food Freedom Act called Senate Bill 34 in Utah this session. So give a listen. That's a little extracurricular Robert Scott Bell Show activities today. And also, nice. Hey, welcome to the Robert Scott. I forget to welcome you to the show, Superdog. We just go.
I know. We've got so much to do, so much to talk about.
So much
so
energy.
Little time.
Hey, in the green room, we got Liam Sheff, superhero sidekick, as well as Charles Weber. We're going to be talking about some great organic food, living food concepts. We've got great food as energy discussion, as well as some more information about could it be mainstreaming of the natural health and healing arena? I don't know if it's that, but the growth is such that there's a big movement on in New York City. They're going to have an Alive Foundation kind of awards ceremony. Word is I've got nominated for Best Health Show. Mike Adams has also been nominated as well. But we're going to talk to the founders of the Alive Foundation, Josh and Anna Scurry.
Kind of like the Oscars of the Health Freedom Movement.
It's like the Academy Awards of Health Freedom Movement and everything. That's going to be awesome. And we've got some more updates on Egypt and Iran and foreign policy with Ron Paul, the recent interviews in the old media with CNN and Fox. And that'll be fun, kind of bookending our opening here today, talking about a little political healing. So you don't want to miss anything, any moment, because you'll never know where we get into, whether it be healing on emotional levels, physiological levels, economic levels. Of course, we're out of the box today with a little political healing. Of course, we cannot help it because the Ron Paul revolution is alive and well. Don't let anybody in the old media dissuade you. Your best bet is to turn off what they say. If you want to watch the pretty girls in the pictures, just turn the sound off and listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Everything will be all right. It'll be Irimon. And of course, remember this. No matter what happens in this election cycle, you have the power to change and transform your world. And that includes that world at large by realizing that you do not have to ask permission where none is required. And in terms of your life, liberty, and property, it's never required, despite the lies that are fed to you in the old media. That's why you're here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio every day through naturalnewsradio.com. Sign up for email alerts there. Check out all of the links at robertscottbell.com as well. If you have a question or comment anytime, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Rocking it with Ron Paul. We'll be back with my superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff, and Charles Weber from a place called BM Organics. We'll find out all about that after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Healing on all levels here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I've got special in-studio guests. Of course, my superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff, joins us now. But a really great addition to this crew today is Charles Weber from BM Organics. And a lot of cool stuff we got to talk about. We get our, oh my gosh, don't tell anybody, we get raw milk from this place. Hey, Charles, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For our pets.
I mean, our pets. Anyway, Charles, glad to have you on board here. You do a lot of great work in the Fort Lauderdale area in terms of education, not only providing great organic foods, and you know, we talk in terms of food as it was well, perhaps thousands of years ago before they corrupted it, and really bringing that awareness back onto not only out there in the regular so-called retail world, but to people are in the churches and the schools and educating how do we raise kids differently. And we got a lot of work to do, do we not?
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. That's why we started BM Organics. Actually, it started as my wife's creation. It stands for Blessed Mothering Organics. And my wife's original company idea was Blessed Mothering. It was to teach mothers how to be mothers. It sounds sad indeed, but a lot of people need that training and teaching because the family unit as it is kind of gone. So there's no handing down from generation to generation this knowledge. So after having our own family, we've seen kind of the hard way how to raise children properly and to be the most healthy, the most intellectual, the most rounded children you could possibly raise. And basically she wanted to promote like co-sleeping and nursing and everything that, attachment parenting, if you will, is the basic concept.
Well, some have written about the continuum concept. You remember that? They talked about it in terms of, a lot of cultures, if you observe around the world, where the parents and the kids were always on them, right? They were just doing things out. It wasn't like, oh, I got to set them over there while I go do. They were integrated into everything.
Because they're part of life. They're part of everyday life. That's how they become part of the culture and the if you will, good citizens, if you will, is because they were part of.
Well, we have oppositional defiance disorder here. I don't know if we're good citizens. In fact, we might be on an FBI watch list at this point for the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But Charles, I'm glad you cleared that up. BM Organic, because everybody says, come on, what they did not name there's themselves even, after bowel movements, did
well,
they?
Even, yeah, well, there's a lot of inside joke with that. And we even have the BM in our logo. It's brown. Yeah. Just to help propagate that. But you know what? Nobody ever forgets BM Organic.
No, they
just
don't.
Because of that.
And also, we would like to encourage more of that behavior because we know that the doctors aren't having many of them,
not
very healthy, and the people are wondering, why am I not well? I'm not having enough BM Organics.
Somebody came into our good friends and the occasional co-host, Richard Pearl.
Richard Pearl, yeah.
Of Simply Natural. Somebody came into the store, and Richard's very hands-on. He really listens to people who come in, and what do you need? Okay, what's going on with you? Well, this study. So he can quote study, chapter, and verse. Mm-hmm. He's very good at it. And he'll ask, so he said to somebody, oh, tell me what's going on. And she volunteered, and I'm only going to the bathroom about once every such and such a number of days. And I went, wow, do you think maybe the elimination problem, you're not eliminating. So you're building up this toxicity in the colon, you're reabsorbing it. I don't know. People don't think
about it. Could explain 95 at rush hour and the attitudes everybody has. what they say about the bacteria and the brain?
Yes.
What? Very intertwined.
Really?
Yes.
The bacteria actually control. Actually, I was at a seminar not too long ago at Nova University for continuing education with a really good friend of mine who kind of arranged everything over there, Dr. Lynn Lafferty, an amazing
guy. Yeah, she's been on the program.
Oh, okay. You know Dr. Lynn well then. Mm-hmm. And she arranged this great thing, and I was there with this guy named Dr. Lord who was talking about them trying to propose that the gut bacteria, the bacteria in our gut, not only be like symbiotic, but they're actually another organ in our body because of what they do for our bodies.
Yeah.
So it's pretty pretty intense to think that people don't really give their fellows a thought.
Bit humbling, is it not, though? I mean, to think, we're the highest species that we know. We're smarter, we're this, we're that. And then we're looking at our gut ecology, looking at the microbes, and the microbes might be running the show, like the mice in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Exactly. What I like telling people that really starts getting them thinking is they say, well, why am I craving all these bad foods that are bad for me and this and that, and why do I eat all these bad things? But I tell them, well, think about it this way. The bacteria in your gut are no different than a pregnancy.
Hmm.
The women get pregnant. It's really not a part of their body. It's a separate person, if you will.
Yes.
It attaches to the gut, to the wall, and then it sends out hormones into your system that makes you want to eat certain things. Hmm. That's why pregnant women usually eat very abnormally, because they're missing certain things in their diet, and they want the weirdest things that seem weird, but actually are really good. Unfortunately, it's because there's a lack of good pregnancy nutrition, but they're thinking of weird things because of that. But basically, the gut bacteria do the same thing. They adhere and create colonies along your gut wall, and they actually push out into they have like feeler cells that kind of hook up in your gut wall and send hormones out into your system that get into your bloodstream and tell you what you want to eat.
They have roots. They're saying they grow little roots?
Kind of, if you will. I don't know if I could be able to. I don't know if dendritic I can explain systems. It. It's pretty out there.
Microtubules?
Even worse. It's they call them, it's your own body cells called feeler cells. Mm-hmm. And this has to do with, oh gosh, about parasitology and all these other things that, about curing people. You heard about using the pig hookworm to cure autism and other things.
Right.
A lot of people have these. They have to retrain their immune systems nowadays, mm-hmm. basically. And it's because of these cells you have in your body that kind of communicate between your blood and the outside world with the inside world of your digestive tract.
Of course, if we're napalming our entire gut and wiping out the forest, so to speak, the trees are gone, the villi are destroyed, antibiotics, vaccines, etc., mm-hmm. now we've completely corrupted our interface with the outside world, totally. And
exactly.
we become absolutely lost, and we're on a different planet altogether suddenly.
Yeah, I agree totally. I mean, and then you add GMOs into the mix, and then it gets even more interesting.
We talk about the microbiome a lot, and we've got our poster that we're...
Yeah, look out. Health Freedom Expo coming up. Liam and I will be there. We've got a poster we'll be debuting about the road to toxicity and the road to health.
Right, and here we have the intestine, and you got your little smiley guys inside what they're now calling the microbiome, which Charles is suggesting is an additional organ in the body. Well, all of Western medicine is lock and key determined to find the way to destroy everything in your gut. That's really its only method of operation. They learned from the mustard gas inventors of World War I. In fact, that's where this stuff really came about. And if I could translate an affirmative nod to a sound, Charles,
I just don't want to talk over you.
His
I know everybody
down.
Out there can see me, but I just don't want to talk over
you.
We haven't hooked up the webcam.
I'm teasing. I was only taking the feedback as a positive confirmation.
Yes.
No, it's a wonderful thing. I was sick plenty growing up. My mom generally let me suffer through it, but I took antibiotics sometimes. And, of course, I remember having the strangest dreams when I was on drugs, and this most horrible nightmares about mm-hmm. death and like the skin having all kinds of illness under it.
It's fascinating you bring that up, because my wife was overhearing some people talking about these antibiotics that they were on, in particular when they call Augmentin. Mm. Have you ever read about that? And they were all talking exactly what you said, Liam. Horrific nightmares, death, dismemberment, dreams. I mean, really bizarre stuff. And I think that may be, in fact, because it's occurring in the gut. Literally, it's a wholesale slaughter mm-hmm. that's occurring to life itself by mm-hmm. doing this, that literally, you know, the dreams are going to reflect that in that sense. It's fascinating.
Yep. Very fascinating. It's amazing what the gut can do if you just simple steps. That's one thing in the store we try to help people with, is one of the main things we see in people in the store, people coming in sick, mm-hmm. is, you know, we're not doctors. We're not here trying to cure them or anything of that reason. We're just trying to get them on a good nutrition and tell them what, you know, what I would do if I was them. And basically what I tell them is, you know, what I did was I stopped eating a lot of the sugars.
Mm.
I started eating a lot more things that are fermented and mm-hmm. probiotics, lots of probiotics. And that helps the hormones as well, because everybody either has a gut problem or a hormone problem or both.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if you talk to Dr. Lafferty, she's probably gone on to long lengths about this.
Sure. And some of us would say we have a government medical complex problem, too, because they're basically disseminating information that is completely corrupted, and it doesn't even come into right and wrong. It is so far beyond right and wrong what they're trying to foist upon us. Case in point, a recent story. This was up on Natural News a couple of days ago. While government discredits raw milk, it keeps the names of Salmonella outbreak restaurants secret to protect corporate profits. You heard that about Taka Taka Taka, oh hell, right? We call that?
Yep. Hmm.
And they had a Salmonella outbreak, but they wouldn't release. Just some, you know, retailer of these fast foods, and we're not going to let you know. But the moment there is any hint that somebody might have gotten a hiccup from drinking raw milk, whether it's true or not, it's like, well, this is the reason why we banned it. It should be illegal, and we're, you know, it's interstate. So we also have a culture that has accepted such a level of criminality within the government system to try and tell us what to eat when they don't even know what to eat.
Agreed. I don't want to drop, like, you know, I know I can talk about anything on the show, but the thing is about the whole government involvement with it. You think about, have you ever read the book Gut and Psychology Syndrome?
No. Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting book.
Yeah.
It's,
I don't know if I have it in my library or not. But it's
actually, everybody, that's where the GAPS diet comes from.
Right,
and
right.
It's what it stands for, Gut and Psychology Syndrome.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's a very good book, very informative. And if you think about it, if you get everybody sick where their guts don't work correctly and they're not as intelligent and mm-hmm. they're a little dumbed down, they mm-hmm. might have a little extra fluoride in them, you dumb them down, don't you think they'd be a little easier to control, if you will?
Well, yeah, I'd say that would be an affirmative. I mean, that's the whole idea of what we're watching with the tolerance that we have for the dangerous stupidity of a federal government, much less a state or local government, doing things that completely interfere with the course of life itself in so many ways. They obstruct. Now, we can go philosophical. We were chatting off the air a little bit about that, about the reasons why these things occur. But at the same time, do we not have an obligation, if we talk about living life to the fullest, to try and how do we help others to get well, to see life and experience life, the wonders of it, as opposed to just merely the mendacity or even worse, the disease process that's driven us away from the divine, for lack of a better way to say it.
Yeah, it's very true. What I noticed in my store as well is, I hate to keep bringing the store, but that's where I work.
No, it's
so
great.
I see there's a lot of visual experiments and experiences I've had at the store with people. Is you'll see people coming in, they're very, you know, what's the word, the Scrooge word, the bah humbug.
They're bound up.
Scrooged.
Yeah, they're Scrooged. They have like
you're all Scrooged up.
Exactly. They're not having their daily bowel movements at least maybe once or twice a day. Everything's backed up in there, toxins leaking into their system. They're angry. They have all this. All of a sudden you start giving this healing food and they start opening up not just to the whole world of what's going on and getting healthy, but they're also opening up to more spiritual things and being more connected with the earth.
That's exactly what I've told people that have consulted with me as a homeopath, etc. When we're going through, let's say, physiological cleansing, detoxification, often I'll reference the emotional shifts that they're going to witness. If we're really working on the liver, and there are a lot of things bound up in the liver, there's often anger that associated with that.
Yep.
And in turn, I also talk about the principle, an ancient principle, as you've heard it said, as above, so below, in a sense that, you know, many people want to lead what they call spiritual lives, and yet they'll eat trash and they'll trash their temple, their body, right? Mm-hmm. And I think there's something missing here. And sometimes it's very hard to be spiritual in a world like we live in. And I say, well, okay, try something simpler like eating a little bit better, right? Making a better choice instead of poisoning your body, treating it like it's a spiritual holy place. And one little thing, and then you find, oh my gosh, yes, I can open myself up to be what I said I wanted to be, but I was having such a difficult time getting there because the body itself was in the way.
Yeah. I've seen that a lot of my customers, like I said before. It's just it's over and over again I see it. It's not just a one-time thing or a two-time thing. It's with hundreds and maybe even over thousands of people that I've seen over the years now. Mm. Same thing. They come in sick, scared, you know, a lot going on, angry at everything. And then they just start eating. I just tell them, look, take it slow. They want to do everything, you know, cold turkey. Mm. I say, take it slow. Mm. Try one thing at a time. And all of a sudden, they're open to a lot more things, which actually helps them become, like you said, first, not only spiritual, more spiritual and open and taking care of the temple as well, but also being a steward.
Yeah, good word.
Steward of the earth.
To the planet we're on. You know, this is where we're inhabiting. It's our terrain, our environment. What are we going to do to improve it? Liam, what do you want to do next segment? We got to take a break. You got some idea? Mental illness. Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I was thinking about something else.
Okay, I hope that's the case. Stand by. We're having a great time here. Charles Weber from BM Organics is with us in studio. Superhero sidekick Liam Sheff as well continues. And of course, 866-939-BELL if you have a question or comment. And robertscottbell.com for all the links to all the things we're talking about today. We're coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're nothing if not flexible here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam says, let's talk mental illness. We'll talk mental illness along with Charles Weber in studio from BM Organics.
That's what? The hiccup.
What? Well, that was the hiccup right there?
I've been waiting for him. I was clearing my throat and during the break.
And it finally came up right as we come back from break.
Man.
Good timing.
Just keep going.
All right, that's Liam. Great. Well, it's not depressing me. How about you? You all right over there?
Diaphragm relax, diaphragm relax, diaphragm relax. Isn't that weird that your diaphragm can get upset?
It's true. It's the gut, sort of that area where the pit of, so to speak. So what is it about mental illness that you want to bring to the equation? Was it related to the gut issue?
We talk about health all the time, and we talk about physiological illness. We talk about people with leukemia and diabetes and make-believe HIV stuff, but real immune deficiency and cancers and shaky leg syndrome and swollen ego, you know, et cetera. But we don't really talk about mental illness, or we talk about the dangers of SSRIs.
Right.
The dangers of the Zacs and the Lofts and the Soans and Paxils. They make people crazy, and I've seen people go crazy on them. I had a friend in late college, I was somewhere in my 20s, lovely, lovely young woman, and she was a little, she said, anxious. Well, I lost track of her, and the next time I saw her, she had dropped, she was a slight girl anyway, 20-something pounds, shaking, scratching, marks on her face. What's wrong? I'm on this drug called Paxil.
Wow.
You know, like, do you think it's helping you? Because it used to be beautiful. Anyway, I hope she's fine. One of the things that I just haven't focused on, when I was growing up, I had so much trauma in my life. You know, I was so mad, but I couldn't quite express it. Like, I wanted to definitely, definitely do bodily harm to some of the people who were raising me. But when you feel that way, you feel deeply conflicted. You know, like, you feel terrible about it. Mm-hmm. So I think I was kind of nuts at different points, like, and I couldn't quite express myself. And now they would put me on drugs. Like, they, thank God they didn't put me on drugs. Mm-hmm. I just got to be belligerent and argumentative. And I kind of worked it out slowly. But once in high school, they tried putting me on something, and it made me, like, I never, it was five weeks, mm-hmm. something like that. It was awful, 6 weeks. It was awful. And I, after that period, I remember I went back to school, and for a while, people were like, you don't speak in complete sentences. Me. They said, you don't speak in complete sentences. You seem to have a lot of trouble expressing yourself. You'll start a sentence and stop. Well, about 2 months later, I was back to myself, and I was articulate and making jokes and stuff. And I only recently put that together because I thought that was a weird period of my life where I, who have always been hyper-articulate and Gemini and communicative, suddenly couldn't, like, kind of finish a sentence. And I forgot that they had stuck me on drugs for 5-6 weeks, first generation. But then I stopped, thank God. Okay. When I got to be in my 20s and I had to do a lot of healing and I became – and I know you guys aren't this, but I became a vegetarian – for health, social, economic, and spiritual reasons. I had killed enough cows growing up. I didn't want any more of that energy. It was too big an animal for me. I had too many anger issues. I just didn't want to inflame it.
Did you ever tip a cow?
Only if they... Did they provide
a good service.
In Pennsylvania, they do that? They had stores
Rednecks
of Georgia. Okay.
He's
guilty as Fifth Amendment will allow him to be. I mean, you talk about, what is it that we got, the dominion over the animal kind of concept? I mean, is that the case? How would you put that into perspective?
No, it's fine. I like dominion and all that kind of stuff. And we'll talk about it, because Charles has a fascinating, absolutely fascinating spiritual journey, and we're all on spiritual journeys here because none of us are insane atheists who end up believing that science is absolutely correct. We actually try to listen to the way the universe works, hear the gears turning, and see what they tell us. Most important thing you can do is like listen to the sound of white silence and nothingness. So, not to wow, that was really profound,
really
man.
There's
really
no smoke in
deep,
here,
man.
How do you do that?
But I remember when I was in my 20s, I had to deal with all of this fallout from my teens, and I got sent to this crazy cultish of abusive boarding school, and they just really screwed up my sex life for a while because I wasn't allowed to even date for 2.5 years of being a teenager.
Oh, my.
And we were punished, like if we had, and then it was weird. I made a little documentary about it called Surviving CETA, which you can see on the web. Anyway, I had a lot of stuff to work out, and when I changed my diet, I found that stuff that bothered me in my teens when I ate a lot of bad food, and I didn't take drugs, but I still ate a lot of the deep-fried, factory-farmed crap. When I got to being, and again, this isn't for everybody, when I got to a certain point of being a very healthy, mindful, macrobiotic, semi-vegetarian vegetarian, and I really listened to what my body wanted, and I said, too yang, too yin, energetically correct for me, and I wasn't eating Reese's pieces out of a bag and saying that that's vegetarian or whatever, you know the M&M's vegetarian.
Of course.
Like, hey, I don't eat any animals, man. Like, well, you're not doing yourself any favors. You might as well eat some fish because you're falling apart. So when I finally cleaned my body enough, things that were inaccessible to me emotionally and psychologically, suddenly they were still difficult, but they had a handle.
You had access to them and maybe a manageability that wasn't there before.
And then think about what we do with real mental illness. Because I'm saying I had emotional issues, some psychological issues growing up because I was hurt. I was, I wasn't running around stabbing people. That's on the record. No. I wasn't running around stabbing people. I'm kidding. The record hasn't been expensive.
We're stunned here.
I was waiting for a joke. Actually, my problem was that I was so angry and I couldn't quite express it because I felt bad about doing anything about it. So that was my problem. But if think about what they do to kids now is they give them toxic chemicals that poison the liver. In other words, if I got better by cleaning my liver, what are kids now getting? And that's the end of that story, and I'm throwing it to the audience.
It's beautiful, and it confirms kind of what we were in the first segment together. The idea that these illnesses, and even mental and emotional, is related to our physiological health and healing. And oftentimes it's a very complicated, complex thing to go into the spirit, so to speak, from a Western mindset, very mental. And I think it's much beyond that. But at the same point now, we're dealing with so many toxins, the influx of the food itself, then add to it the drugs, right? And the religions of the world as they stand today have seemingly, at least in the West, lost sight of the place that food holds as medicine, as even spirituality and spiritual sustenance and nourishment.
Agreed. I would have to also say with
Liam?
Liam. I just lost. No, I lost. I knew your name.
I just watched Charles do the thing. Like, I'm not going to forget his name now.
No, it wasn't your name.
I'm leaving my body.
I was trying to think. I just was about to. Sorry. Hopefully, we erased this. Correct.
No.
This is great.
No, we're on.
We love radio like this. This is what people live for. I can't wait to hear. Wait, somebody forgot to say something. This is the best part.
Don't sweat it.
I was about to try to connect three things, and then I dropped one, and I was just staring it on the floor for a while.
And anybody can juggle two things. It's the third.
So let's give Charles a break. I mean, Charles is opening a new, what is it, 10,000 square foot
store, restaurant,
entertainment area, speakifying
zone.
Him
in. Yes. We pulled him in from dealing with, like, you know, the government inspectors and stuff. We were trying to get, come on, let's have some healing
and
together.
And we had
here.
45 minutes of fantastic historical, philosophical, spiritual discussion before we even started.
Today,
and it was cool.
And I also want to, what I wanted to kind of link in was I didn't want to, Liam, you don't have to be an apologetic vegetarian around me. It's totally okay.
It's okay.
Because also what we believe in is balance and that not everything's right for everyone because we're all biochemically different. So if he needs vegetarianism to do it, sure. But what I do believe in is nobody can really be a healthy vegan. And that's just my take on things from the research and everything else I've done.
So when you come from this, there's a lot of...
Vegans can call Charles at Charles at BM
Organic. If you're upset with that statement by Charles. But the concept, I mean, there's a lot of the people with the paleo diets and we're talking about all of these things. Where, what perspective are you coming from?
See, I believe in a varied diet. Now, I'm a Weston A. Price chapter leader. Mm-hmm. I believe in a lot of the Weston A. Price concepts, but there's stuff in the paleo diet that makes sense. There's stuff even in the fasting portion because spiritually and religiously, in the Orthodox Church, we're supposed to be vegans for a lot of times of the year, actually. Mm-hmm. But it has to be done correctly, of course. But it's not for the whole time of the year or for years in a row. So yes, you guys, you vegans can direct your calls to me if you'd like to deflect off of
I've been
Robert
a healthy
here.
Vegan for 20 years, and I want to say to Charles, I forgot. No, I'm kidding.
Uh-oh. Hey, listen, Liam
That's
knows
a raw foodist. I beat up on the raw foodist.
My start from the standard American diet, toxic kid, gastrointestinal, liver, everything, I went purely vegetarian for a while. I had to clean my system
out. Nothing wrong with that. Even vegan for a little while.
It was great medicine for my body.
It's great.
Desperately needed. And then I transitioned to other things, and I went back into a balanced and into the animal proteins and such, but went now organic, the free range. Not like I grew up.
Exactly.
And then at a certain point, I even went raw vegetarian because partly I was curious because I see so much of it. And I tend to like to experience things so I can talk about it from a different perspective. But I kind of blew away on the slightest breeze on that diet. It didn't work long term for me. I managed it for a while. So I am of the opinion being, working in homeopathic medicine and helping people that bottom line is what is working for you, right?
Exactly.
And looking for that balance. And if it's not, then
and not
what
to
do you
overdo
do?
It. And right. And what I tell people is what everybody has a tendency to do nowadays is they find a diet, they figure out what it is, no matter what it is, even if it's Weston A. Price, and they just want to. And by the way, Weston A. Price is not really a diet; it's more of research of Dr.
So you've met some Price cultists, though.
Yeah.
They get pretty hardcore.
Hardcore.
Yeah. There are those that become fundamentalist in every
in
aspect
every group.
Of diet.
And that's the problem. Yeah. That's where the problem starts because then you do too much of something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never a good thing.
And you lose friends. People don't want to hang out with you when you're like that.
Exactly.
Oh, is that what's been happening? So let me ask a question. I've been a vegan except I don't call myself a vegan because I don't actually subscribe to that worldview. Mm-hmm. I studied macrobiotics, which isn't a brown rice diet. It means wide or great varied life. And it looks at food as energy. So there are vegetables that grow down and there are vegetables that are ground and grow up. And you look at seasonal fruit and local and all this kind of thing. And there are many kinds of cooking, nashime and all these other things, waterless and saute. Mm-hmm. And baking. And they all give energy to food. And that energy is transmuted and given to the body. And so the body functions better seasonally, locally, et cetera. And you like that.
Oh, of course.
You're into that. But I don't like to eat bloody animals. Now, I've eaten, since being a vegan, I've eaten, I suppose if something had meat and I didn't know, I ate that. Certainly when I was in Asia, I don't know it was in all the stocks.
Yeah.
I was very weak the other day because we took a 24-hour turnaround trip to Chicago or something, and I was just beat. And we got back, and I had some of the glutathione stuff, the whey.
Right, the whey, the cultured whey, undenatured, not heated, but yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Why? Because animal food is medicine. But so you're saying I can't be a healthy I feel healthy. Do I look unhealthy to you?
Are we live?
Are you? Nobody can see.
No, it's not that it's – with me, it's not that you can be – after a while, what we see in our store, again, I'm just going by visual, being a scientist that I am, what I'd like to do is observational science.
You're multi-PhD, right?
No, that's my wife. She's the PhD.
No, you're No, you studied.
I studied. My degree and my whole background's in molecular biology.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And so I'm not a multi. I didn't have time for that. I got
sorry,
married. It's okay. No, but I would love to have done that.
But you studied seriously molecular
exactly.
biology.
I studied a lot.
And interestingly, he had a teacher. If mm-hmm. I can say this as an aside, he had yeah. a teacher who said, "Oh yeah, the HIV/AIDS thing. Wink, wink. Don't believe it." And he gave him a good argument. But that's
wow.
An, that's, he had an actual teacher,
that's professor. Amazing. I tried to take every class with that guy. I'm not going to mention any names on here.
No, no, because they throw him out of his professorhood with that
exactly.
kind of
there's
heresy,
a lot of,
so to speak.
Exactly.
So go on with the vegans over time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just what we've seen is over time, like, we get a lot of, put it this way, we get a lot of islanders that become vegan
right.
when they get to the States, of course, because they're sick on the food here.
Of course.
Because it's not the quality food they had. But they grew up on what? They grew up on fresh pastured eggs.
Right.
From chickens eating bugs,
because right.
that's what chickens eat.
Right.
They don't eat corn and soy, especially not GMO soaring corn.
Right.
They eat like little grass particles. So they eat the good eggs. Then they'll eat fresh lamb from grazing lambs and goats. Okay, you get goat curry, little cook-up rice with some goat and chicken in it. You get roti with meat in it with the cow. Sometimes they don't eat too much cow, but when they mm-hmm. do, it's oxtail and it's good stuff, stocks.
Right.
And they grew up in raw milk. The goat guy would come around, give them goat milk. You know, and then what we would have is they come to the States, they get unhealthy, they get sick on the food here, and they say, yeah. oh, I got to be like more Rastafarian and got to get back. I'm not going to Rastafarians, trust me. They just got to get back to this original diet of more no animal fat, no vegan, you know, to be more vegans, which is, right. I understand.
Well, then they feel
get
better.
Healthy. They feel better. They
yeah.
feel great.
Similar
and they
to my
go,
journey, too. Yeah.
Mine as well. Yeah. And you feel, wow, you're like, man, I feel great.
Right.
And it has to be it. So they have this healthy foundation.
Right.
So their bodies are going on a healthy foundation. They're just being vegan, 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 vegan after years. And this is what I've seen from some children actually who've been in our store, that their children are born and they have no enamel on their teeth.
So really? There's a generational shift.
That's exactly what Weston A. Price talked about.
That was his
observation. That's interesting.
And again, it goes by observation. I've seen this not just by one or two people in my store. I've seen lots of parents with this
fascinating.
Problem.
Listen, we got to take a break. We're going to come back, wrap up this hour with Charles Weber.
We haven't even talked about
his
school.
Well, we get to the school in the next segment.
Yeah.
Hang in there. We got a lot of cool stuff we're going to squeeze in before the end of the hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Having a great time. We'll be right back.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Fascinating discussion today with Charles Weber of BM Organics. We've got the links up at bmorganics.com. If you're in the South Florida region, you got to come down there. Get some raw milk for your pets, of course, and raw whey and all kinds of great stuff. And a new facility opening up shortly, and that's going to be great. We'll get you back on to talk about that. Liam Sheff, of course, here as well. And just to wrap up the discussion of the diets, because, you know, going from vegetarian to meat eating to not to this to that, bottom line, observational science. That's what I love. Homeopathy is based on the observation. Mm-hmm. People were poisoned by substances. It gave an indication to what it could be done, and if you prepared it homeopathically, I think it's the best level of science ever. Observation.
Yeah, it's the fundamentals of science, which the philosophical, you know, philosophical. We made up a new word.
Philosophical.
I know where he's going.
When I have philosophical, I usually put that sauce on it. Really good.
Yeah, philosophers in the Middle East, they're great.
So much garlic in that.
Yeah, but it's good for you.
We love philosophical.
Yeah. Anyway, continue with your
very special philosopher for you, but I know where you're going. Remember, they used to call them the natural
observational science.
Yeah, that's what they are. It basically is if you go back, and that's one of the things we're going to be teaching in school, is we're going to teach the philosophy of science. Mm. Because remember, it's not observational or truly scientific. It's a philosophy. It's a religious belief. And that's what we have to educate people of. Everybody out there thinks that's it. Science is science, but it's really not. It's modern science is more religion than I would say science.
Well, yeah, it's really developed into a dangerous cult if we talk about what modern science has become. You've disconnected the spirit from science, and it's just destroyed it. Now, of course, it's all about economics and control and poisoning. But you have the school. You and your wife are Paula. She's a doctor of clinical psychology.
Yes.
Right? And you started this school coming up in the fall. And if anybody is in the South Florida region or wants to go, this is fascinating. Tell us a little bit about this.
Basically, the school concept, it's Paideia Classical Academy. It's an Orthodox school of excellence. It's basically what I'm trying to spit out here without getting too tongue-tied, because I'm trying to...
I'll clean the microphone later.
Thank you very much. Basically, what we do is it's a school that is Christ-centered. It's a religious school, but at the same time, you don't have to be Orthodox to attend. There's no paradigms that are going to be overly forced on you. We will have religious studies there, but at the same time, it's all part of the old Eastern philosophies. Basically, you got the trivium, which you guys have ever heard of the trivium in education.
But jump into that.
Yeah, basically, we got the old style of education, the Socratic method of learning, where kids can actually learn. You know, all the philosophers, when they had their students were taught everything from rhetoric to logic to mathematics, everything at all at the same time. There was 18-year-olds and there was 6-year-olds in the same class. We're going to have separated classes, the grades, but it's going to be the classical style approach. Not that people are used to hearing classical style, but the old, I'm talking way back when, old ancient,
before
Persian.
Duran Duran.
That's a long time ago.
That's way back, man.
I haven't eaten today, so I am hungry like the wolf. Very true.
Predating Steely Dan, the trivium.
Wow, the trivium, exactly.
Yes, yes.
So basically that type of education to really build up, and so that our children aren't just test takers. Mm-hmm. They're not just studying to learn how to take the FCAT or any of these tests that really, how does that measure? It measures how well you take tests.
Mm. Well, we're in a transition phase in culture and civilization as well, a value-less culture in a sense. We value all the things that are plastic from China, for instance, versus the things of real worth. And I think that transition, a lot of people are going to be lost with the way they've been educated or indoctrinated today. Mm-hmm. So we're all struggling. If you have kids today trying to figure out what is the most valuable thing they can learn? You know, we think in terms of practicality as well as integrating for a whole loving kind of life. It sounds like you're trying to integrate all of that.
Everything, along with the school and the thought process, and you got the spiritual aspect, because you can't approach people modern medicine fails, it compartmentalizes everything.
Yeah.
Well, same with education today fails because it does the same thing. You can't approach a child, which is a human being, which has a wholeness to it, in compartments. It's mind, body, and soul, and you have to hit all three. So with the mind, we have our religious aspect, the orthodoxy and the ancient religion and ancient Eastern doctrine and thinking. And then on the body, it's going to be all organic. We're going to have an organic lunch program.
I'm ready to go back to your school.
I know, right? Me too. So we're going to – I was brought to public school.
They're going to grow their own food?
Yep. We're going to try to have a – well, not try. We're going to do it, but hopefully, you never know.
It takes a while to rehab soil if
exactly.
it's new.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. That's what we're going to work on. We're going to teach them about soil, about making their own stuff, planting their own food. Mm-hmm. We're anti-materialistic. You know?
What does that mean?
We don't believe in, you know, everybody, like, we are Christians, but we're not pushing Christmas, if you will.
Oh, a little pagan, like, little pagan stuff.
Yeah,
no pagan stuff?
We don't push the pagan end of things, and we don't push everybody to go out and buy presents for each other to make like Sears and Robux and everybody a bundle of money. We actually the part that the message involved, the love and everything else, mm-hmm. is our main focus.
Right, and of course, coming back to organic and whole foods, no chocolate Easter bunnies. We're talking organic raw cacao bunnies.
Exactly, and we don't even do Easter. That's a whole other. Yeah.
Let me say this, because I'm modern Christianity, to put it bluntly, kind of bums me out. It really taxes me and it bores me. And write your letters to Liam Sheff.
But the word taxing, again, interestingly enough that you bring that up, we're wrestling here. Taxing, destroying, weakening, you know, all of those things. And the churches became 501c3 sub-chapters, if you will, of the Internal Revenue Code, taxing again, giving permission to exist via the government and then subservient to government. That's another
problem.
Prior
to the show, when we were talking, I was asking Charles about the philosophy of his work. And, you know, I think to call it Christian Orthodox is kind of misleading because, forgive me, but it's much, frankly, to what you're thinking, just in the connotation of the word, it's mm-hmm. much more interesting. And I call myself a Hindu sympathizer. I lean east. Mm-hmm. I describe myself. And I would be very comfortable sitting in these rooms talking about the nature of the world and the nature of choice and the nature of this is what we were talking about before, that he's what you'll get if you send your kids there, if you're interested, isn't you're not going to be told thou shalt not. You're going to be said, these are the things and these are the consequences, but you're going to have to make your choices.
Yeah, we all have free will. That's what God gave us. He gave everybody. Anything he created has free will.
But those that want to impose their, or let's say, perspectives, beliefs, etc. on everybody else and use the government's force to do so.
Exactly.
Are violating that free will. This is where, you know, the so-called religious right have lost it, and they don't get Ron Paul, for instance, as
exactly.
a guy who's like, listen, I respect, you know, you are an adult. You have free will to make the decision. If you violate somebody else's rights to life, liberty, property, etc., that's a different story.
Exactly.
But we have a real cultural clash right now going on.
Hmm. Yeah, and that's another thing the school hopefully will teach these children. We'll get them educated to the point, but from a perspective of where they'll understand they're going to be, like a lot of people that aren't even, who could be total atheists, you know, their kids can come into our school. You don't have to be Orthodox. You can be an evangelical Christian. You come into our school. It doesn't matter. You can be a Hindu. A lot of people will see we're very Eastern leaning, of course, because we are the Eastern Orthodox Church, but it's not the same Christianity like Liam was referring to as we talk more. A lot of people, when they learn about the Orthodox Church and what it does, they tend to open up a little more because it's not what they had thought in their mind.
Well, and just chatting with you about all these things and off the air, of course, there's an openness and a discussion. You mentioned Socratic methods. I mean, it's nice to be able to dialogue and interact and not be concerned about, am I going to be beaten over the head with something, right?
Exactly.
And I think kids appreciate that too, even though sometimes, you know, listen, they get a little out of hand.
Oh, of course.
Something, right? They're kids. But this is where we are. And Charles, I would be excited. I know we got to wrap up here, but I'm already looking forward to the next time you get to come on the show with us.
Definitely. As soon as you guys can have me on again, I'll come on.
So if people want to learn about the school, I've got the bmorganics.com link, right?
Yeah.
But is there a separate link for the school
I'll
yet?
Give you a link. I'll provide you a link. I believe it's the website's being made right now.
Okay,
it's almost
so
done.
We'll have that up later. Yeah. No problem to put that up for everybody.
And if you want, they can contact Dr. Paula Weber, which is my wife, at 954-330-3561, or they can also email her at Dr. Weber, that's DRWEBER, at bmorganics.com.
Great, and I'll have those up on the blog notes today so everybody can check that out. Charles, always a pleasure.
Always,
you know, you're providing great nutrition for South Florida as well. Liam, thanks for connecting us all together. We've been looking forward to this, and we'll do this some more.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to stay in touch with Charles here. You know, we always talk about act locally, plant seeds elsewhere, whatever the phrase is.
Yes.
I can't remember that rhymes.
Yes.
This is where, I know this sounds like South Florida, but they're building this school.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get a government grant. They didn't fold it open from a kit. You can call, talk, do it, build schools in your world.
Oh, yeah.
Rock
that
and roll.
Exactly.
I love that. And that's why the theme of this show, and we end every hour with this statement, and we're going to come back. I got another hour of healing to go, but the power to heal is yours.
Amen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, it looks like cholesterol is once again in the news. This time, a focus on children. Children and cholesterol. Why should we be worried about children with cholesterol? Hey, welcome everybody back. The second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show kicks into gear. Right now, check it out. I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. Give me a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. This hour, Josh and Anna Scurry joining me from the Alive Foundation. And we've got more news in the political realm, too. Foreign policy questions of Ron Paul, what we're doing. We'll get to that. But first, a little bit of physiological healing. 1 in 500 kids has an inherited disorder that causes high levels of low-density lipoproteins. They call that the bad cholesterol. I dispute that, but that's another story. And experts are evidently divided over recommendation to screen children for cholesterol. This is according to Kaiser Health News. I have the link up there at the blog. Now, they're saying that, oh, if you find this to be the case, we might need to medicate your child. Oh, really? Since the problem doesn't create observable symptoms, as many as half of these kids don't know that they have the condition. Now, this is the problem I have with this, among many things. There are no observable symptoms. Do you know why? Because it's not really a disease in and of itself to have higher levels of LDL. Now, it can be indicative of liver issues or inflammation, but that is a separate story in a sense that we would need to look and test these kids to say, hey, if you're in the allopathic realm, C-reactive protein, CRP test, something that indicates there's inflammation. Now, if you are trained like I am, you might be able to take through pulse diagnosis. You can take a pulse and kind of sense levels of inflammation in the body. There are ways by Ayurvedic body typing, constitutional typologies, Chinese medicine. You can look at the tongue. You can look at the eye with iridology, and you can see these inflammations that will indicate there is a problem versus just saying, oh my gosh, this kid has elevated LDL. That is not really the bottom line issue. Now, the thing is, those people that have so-called high cholesterol levels, and remember, it's not a direct correlation or causation with cardiovascular disease, hardening of the arteries, etc., atherosclerosis, arteriosclerosis. Simply having high cholesterol does not indicate you're going to have a heart attack. Fully half the people that have heart attacks have low cholesterol, including low LDL. There are other risk factors that are much more pertinent to whether somebody may or may not have a heart attack in their future. In fact, the other aspect to this, which I've covered many times over the years, is that if you have higher cholesterol, you're more likely to live a longer, healthier life, more likely to have healthy endocrine function. That is, your hormones are going to be in balance and function, and there, you're going to have them. You're going to have less likelihood to have what they call low T, right? Testosterone, because cholesterol is that vital precursor to those sex hormones, including testosterone and progesterone and estrogen. And on top of that, cholesterol is very neurologically protective because the brain nervous system needs loads of fat, including cholesterol, for their integrity, their cellular integrity, the myelin sheath, everything. Very critical to have adequate quantities of this cholesterol. So let me say this. If you are concerned about, elevated LDL, whether they claim it's genetic or not, just like in my mother's example, who I brought up, I'm going to bring up right now real quick. She's now 78. She just had a birthday in January. And we talk about elevating HDL, I should say. Because when you talk about ratios of HDL to LDL, when you have the higher HDL ratio to LDL, that is indicative, at least within the allopathic establishment, of going, oh, okay, we're not as worried as we were moments ago. So if you want to elevate your high-density lipoprotein levels and you feel good about that, don't worry so much about the LDL. How do you do that? You increase the intake of glucose tolerance factor chromium. Yes, the GTF chromium we've discussed many times here on the air. GTF chromium is a food state or food-grown form of the chromium, not chromium polynicotinate, chromium chloride, nor chromium picolinate. And I would get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And if you're not sure about why this works or how this works, there's also a booklet on chromium that you can buy from Jonathan, very reasonable, from Christopher Barr, my dear friend, nutritional historian. And that will explain it all. So increase the GTF chromium levels by doing 100 micrograms three times a day. Yes, indeed, it will eradicate or eliminate the issues of type 2 diabetes, hypoglycemia. But in this case, we're looking at elevating HDL. It's a wonderful thing. Does this preclude taking essential fatty acids, omega-3s? No, we also want to do that. Of course we do. Eating more sea vegetation, getting more minerals in. But remember, the issue with cholesterol and LDL is only if you have inflammation, damage to the arterial wall, the venous wall. This is due to toxins. It's due to heavy metals. It's due to deficiencies of selenium, chromium, etc. And that is the explanation you won't get anywhere else. But here also leads me to something else in terms of healing tissue. There's a great article on colloidal silver, just came out at naturalnews.com. Colloidal silver, wonderful. You know I love this stuff. Of course, I tend to use the bioactive silver hydrosol. It's a former species of silver that isolates the active state of silver in the purest of water, so it's not bound down and having to be locked up. It has to be released via chemical processes you learn in high school chemistry known as dissociation, ions dissociating. Some have wrongly claimed that if you have it in that state, that it'll immediately combine in your stomach to form silver chloride with the hydrochloric acid. But the reality is the way I utilize the silver hydrosol is I'll absorb it mucosally via the mouth, in the mouth, the throat, even the esophagus. But you're going to get it into the lymph and the blood immediately. There, eventually, it will be bound down via the process of detoxification with glutathione, metallothionines in the liver and out through the colon. Now, there are reasons to drive it deeper into the gut. That's a different story. I don't have time to go into it right now. But suffice it to say, even crappy colloidal silver will have some benefit, although I wouldn't indicate that you should use homemade silver unless there's an end-of-the-world crisis and you had no access to higher quality forms. But there was somebody had written an email letter on the blog at robertscottbell.com. I just published that this morning, and I've got the counterpoint to that issue of, oh my gosh, it's going to form silver chloride. It'll be worthless. We'll talk about those pathways, and I've got the link up to the counterpoint there at hydrosolinfo.com, hydrosolinfo.com. So lots of great news, lots of great healing, lots of great things that the government complex with big pharma, big media, etc. wants to suppress. Not suppressed here. We don't ask permission where none is required. And it's not required here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Also, remember, tonight, 10th Amendment Center Radio, I've got a special interview with a gubernatorial candidate basically who supports the 10th Amendment, supports food freedom, farm freedom. That's going to be awesome. Coming up next, we've got Josh and Anna Scurry from the Alive Foundation. Big event, New York City. Be there June 21st and 22nd. We'll also do a little bit more political foreign policy healing to wrap up the show today. Super Don's going to be back on with that. And of course, your questions, comments, anytime, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Please enter your email address at naturalnewsradio.com. You'll get your daily email alerts. And remember now, the vaccine seminar they don't want you to hear about, Armed and Dangerous, that I did with John Rappaport, is now available for download. Special $20 off. Click the link. At the there's a banner on robertscottbell.com, front page, top right. You'll see it there. Click it, download it. While the price is awesome for you, but 10 plus hours of audio commentary you have never heard in one place. This is changing the entire paradigm of planet Earth on this vaccination issue. So download it as soon as you can. In the meantime, stick around, taking a break. Say thanks to our sponsors. We'll be back. We'll talk Alive Foundation with Josh and Anna Scurry next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
There are many people around the planet and here in the United States that are trying to do their level best to transform this place for the better, for principle, for healing, for health freedom. And I like to spotlight them as often as I can, and there are a number of events. We know that the Health Freedom Expo is coming up right around the corner in Long Beach, and then there's another one in Chicago, Autism One, etc. And right after one of the Chicago events, the summer solstice, I want everybody in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience to start planning your pilgrimage, if I can call it that, to New York for health freedom. Big conference coming up called Alive New York 2012. 2 days, June 21st, 22nd, largest celebrity health and eco benefit and award show in the world. It's like the Academy Awards show for natural health, health freedom. This is groundbreaking, and I am encouraging everybody to take a step back and realize that this is a movement whose time has come, and it will take the support, not only the awareness, but the support in many ways of all of us out here that love liberty and health freedom. And because of that, I'm inviting, in fact, right now, Anna Scurry and Josh Scurry on with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show to talk a little bit more about this event, what has driven them to it, and a little backstory beyond that. Josh and Anna, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
Pleasure to have you both on there. Now, I am under no illusion as to how difficult this may be or maybe already has been in putting on an award show type like this with such integrity and such heart that you're actually looking to reward and spotlight people that are genuinely doing good, that have not been corrupted by many powers that exist within the media, pharmaceutical, industrial complex, and government complex. So how is it going? Is it something that how would I put this? I'm just, like I said, it's hard enough to put on a show, but to do something as good as this.
Yes, it's actually going really, really well. And, you know, obviously there's always going to be opposition, but the event is extremely well. And, you know, the response we've been getting has been incredible. And we originally never planned for the event to be this big. We actually planned for the event to be much smaller.
Yeah.
But what happened was people just started gravitating towards it. We started getting more requests and we started getting more people that wanted to speak at the event. And as people can go to the website, alivenewyork.org, they can see some of the main speakers that we have there. And these speakers are absolutely incredible, as most people will know if they have been in the health and wellness industry. And the speakers that are on are doing some incredible, incredible things to help save lives. And so one day after the next, more people started jumping on. And now here we are with Alive New York.
Stunning. Now, the motivation to do this is such that there has to be something more than economics, because it's very difficult to even break even with shows like this. There's got to be something much more, let's say, important in the bigger scheme of things to spotlight and highlight, something that's never been done in this way ever before.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the mission really is the reason for doing this. People are losing their lives daily. You know, 54 people a day are dying of cancer. And those of us who are in the health and wellness industry know it's a preventable issue. And it's also treatable if you have the right information. And we've seen people we know die of cancer and suffer from other issues. And actually, I myself had several medical conditions that I healed myself of about 3 years ago. And I didn't really know much about the health and wellness industry. But after I healed myself, very simply, I got into, you know, Josh and I both just started, well, what are we eating? You know, what's actually in our foods? Why do these numbers and statistics keep rising for this cancer and disease, autism, all these issues? And it's a rabbit hole, you know. It's,
sure is. Anna, you had suffered with fibromyalgia, psoriasis, migraines, gallbladder issues. Do you still have your gallbladder?
I do.
Thank God. I can't stand it when the docs get to that before they talk to me. Also chronic fatigue. And your story, like many, including my own, was one of the information that was out there was all, quote unquote, approved by government, FDA, et cetera, doctors licensed by the state. And in order for me to heal, I had to go outside of that system, a system almost like an underground healing network of people, like homeopathy and herbs and different things like that. Now it's become much more accepted and, dare I say, mainstream. But still, there are a lot of forces allied against not only the message, but to spotlight these things the way you and Josh are doing here with the Alive New York event, June 21st and 22nd, New York City.
Yeah, you don't get that mainstream, you know, and we are only given one side of the coin, drugs, and then if you have cancer, cut, burn, and poison. And there's no other information presented. And so Alive New York, the reason, first of all, it started a lot smaller, like Josh said. You know, we never envisioned it to be this big. Then the calls from the celebrities and their response on top of the speakers' requests pouring in, and then the public, we just kind of said, all right, well, I guess the people are demanding it. Let's go with it. And we created it, though, because in the alternative world, as you know, it's so segregated. Mm-hmm. And everybody thinks their product is best or their diet is best, and this is the only way. And we stay in our own little pockets and our own little cliques, in a sense. But we all have the same common goal. And that's our biggest frustration, was seeing all these people with amazing things but not coming together. And we wanted to create an event that united that industry. And obviously, it ended up uniting a lot more. But we just wanted to present the information on every level, whether someone thinks GMO and organic, the only difference is the price, which we all know ourselves that's not true, but they don't know. And we want to meet them at that level, all the way up to the raw foodists and the vegans and people who have been in it for so long and know everything. We want to meet the people at their level, wherever that is, not at our own level.
Right. And Josh, you suffered through some serious issues yourself to come to this holistic awareness, so to speak, drug, alcohol addiction, depression, chronic fatigue as well, and a lot of migraines. And that's unfortunately more common than people are led to believe. But the way out, the pathway out, is not more drugs per se. It is detoxification. Again, something that was only considered or relegated to the context of, let's say, severe drug abuse. We know detoxification is more than that. It's a holistic way of cleansing the body.
Yeah, on a statistic scale, you know, a guy like me is not supposed to be put on an event like this, because, you know, I come from a background of definitely lower class project types of settings on the East Coast. And you know, I seen my father die at a very young age from a heart attack. And I seen my aunts and uncles pass away. Basically every one of my family has diabetes, either type 1 or type 2, and they're on insulin. And, you know, I see my mom, she had a stroke. She had two strokes before she was 40 years old. So this was something common to me. But as a kid, I knew something wasn't right. It just wasn't adding up. Every time my mom would go to the doctors, she would get more prescription pills, but she would never get better. And I just knew there was something not right with that. And Robert, I'm telling you, it was so bad to the point where you would open up the cabinet and all you would see is prescription pills. My life is a lot different now. I don't have to self-medicate anymore. I don't have to go down that path, which was so common for me and so many other people. And now that I have this truth, I feel so much better. But not only that, I want to share it with the world.
Right. Well, that's clear with the movement toward this show. And, of course, the heart of the media world, you've got New York and L.A., but you're going right into Manhattan and New York City with an event of this magnitude. Are you sure somebody wasn't, like, dragging you, cajoling you to do this? I mean, this is a major leak.
You know, yeah, Anna actually was. And I blame it on her, and I also blame it on one of our other co-founders, which was Leanna. You know, I was fine. I was doing consulting for different doctors, and my background is actually marketing and business. And when I was in the Navy, when I was in school, that's what I went to school for, which was marketing and advertisement. And I was always great with doing promotional type of work. I was fine. I was working with a few different doctors. I was helping them get more patients because I was really passionate about health and wellness. I had a little personal training business on the side. But every time I would come home, Anna was telling me that, hey, another speaker wants to be at this event. Hey, another speaker wants to be at this event. And mind you, we were doing events before, but we were doing them on a much smaller scale, anywhere from 50 to 100 people. Sometimes we got, you know, 150 people that would show up. Mm-hmm. And I was happy with that. I just really felt strong that what could happen if we put everything, all of our eggs in this one basket and really, really stand behind us, all of our money, all of our resources into this one event. Can this be a globe changer? And what's happening is, yeah, it is going to be a globe changer. And we're so excited. But we definitely need people's help. You know, we are a nonprofit organization. This is not an LLC. This is not a cash cow. And like you said, with an event of this magnitude, it's very difficult to even break even. And that comes into another aspect that we'll touch base on later.
Sure. I was thinking in terms of, there you are in New York City, and we plan to be there with you, which is an amazing thing that's happening. The forces within the media, we've seen this with the Ron Paul phenomenon. They don't tend to give a fair shake. In fact, they often work to undermine certain messages that are very empowering to the people, that reduce reliance upon media as a source of information, reduce reliance on big pharma, big medicine as a source of information, reduce reliance on big government as a source of information, because we can honestly say how corrupt the information has become. Why would we want to go down the pathway of disease, which all three of us right here talking together have been down? And the recovery is not to say, well, can we ask permission? Can we have more government? Can we have more drugs? Can we have more, mistruths, half-truths, and outright lies from the old media, and that's going to solve it? Of course, it's quite the opposite. So in terms of entering into the major media market in America and doing this, you guys either have courage or are crazy. How are you being received?
We're definitely a grassroots organization. Recently, I had a guy call me up and he says, Josh, I've been doing marketing and advertisement for the last 30 years in this industry. How has this happened at such a level of, in such a caliber of this magnitude? And all I told him, Rob, was, people now are ready for this information. As we see day in and day out, we're getting more information out there. And yeah, we're not getting, you know, the bashing of the pharmaceuticals and the bashing of the FDA. And we're not here for that. And Alive New York is not a platform for that. So I really want to make sure that the viewers understand that we're not this radical type of people where we just want to say, don't touch any prescription drugs, don't touch anything from the FDA or anything of that nature. All we're saying is that there's another option.
Right.
And we want to give people the option to choose. And even if a person comes to the Alive New York event and they want to go home and eat genetically modified foods or they want to still standard prescription drugs, that's completely okay. But we just want to make sure that we can educate people where they at least know there's a better way or mm-hmm. there's another way.
We're talking with Josh and Anna Scurry, Alive New York 2012. The Alive Foundation is an amazing thing that's happening there. And what Josh just said is why I am supporting this group and you all as well. Because it's all about freedom. It isn't about bashing or smashing or trashing anything as much as providing an option and opportunity and acknowledging those out there who have been courageous enough to stand up to provide those options and choices. Some, you know, working quietly behind the scenes, you may never have heard of. Others, major celebrities. And we're going to talk about that if we can. Can you guys stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
All right, Josh and Anna will be with me on the other side of this break. We're going to talk more about this major league event. Really excited. June 21st, 22nd, New York City. We've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. Check it out as well. You can call us with questions and comments. I'm sure we'll be talking with Josh and Anna again as we the next few months lead into the event. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We'll also tell you how you can help out should you feel so moved to do so. Say thanks to our sponsors. Coming right back after this.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The movement for health freedom and healing on all levels is growing around planet Earth, as evidenced by Josh and Anna Scurry there with The mission that they have is the Alive Foundation Live New York 2012, June 21st, 22nd. In New York City, we'll be there. There's a lot of exciting things happening in addition to the expos and other things I've attended over the years. People, there's quite a buzz about this out there, and we'd love to see this succeed as the best it can possibly be, considering a lot of the things we've already discussed, some of the things allied against this kind of message and empowerment. As you said, we're all about freedom here. We're not out to ban or bash or trash anything per se, except those that might violate our freedom to move about the American cabin or planet Earth as we see fit, as long as we harm nobody else. So, Josh and Ann, welcome back. Thanks for hanging with me today.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit more about this, how it's different, because I've been to many natural products expos in the past, but never, you know, maybe they'll give out one award a year for something, but this sounds more like, am I wrong to think in terms of the Academy Awards of Natural Health and Health Freedom?
Yes. So the show is the two-day conference, obviously, with the top inspirational and natural leaders in the world. But the award show is, in essence, the Academy Awards of the Health and Humanities arena. So it really goes to honor individuals, celebrities, doctors, companies, and organizations who are truly making a difference on the planet and who are also representing or leading or helping further our health freedoms and a healthy lifestyle and a healthier planet. So it kind of all ties into that with celebrities such as, you know, Suzanne Somers, who is doing incredible things with the health arena. She's a leader. She went out against the mainstream way, and she's really forged the way for a lot of us. And other celebrities of that aspect, giving them a platform and really shining light on those areas that the media doesn't give them. And I say celebrities because that is a big part of this, to help reach the masses with them. They don't get to talk about these things that are close to their heart. And when you go into more research on them, you really find out who they really are, not what the media presents them to be to us. They sure want us to view them a certain way.
Well, I've met Suzanne Somers over the years, heard her speak at these medical conferences as well. Very intelligent woman. And in many ways, the old media will try to, let's say, marginalize a little bit of her message because it's not party line in terms of the pharmaceutical message. So I do respect her in that regard. She's not somebody you can dismiss out of hand, nor should anybody. And I love the fact that you're acknowledging that and others in that regard. Also, the support for other, what I call legitimate charities, because there are many charities parading as, let's say, do-gooders for cancer or cancer research that are funneling all of their money into pharmaceutical research when we know that much of what ails us, including the induction of cancer, is due to the overemphasis of pharmaceuticals in everyday life.
Yes, yes. The charities of the American Anti-Cancer Institute is our main charity. They're in our nonprofit formation document. So they are our partner and beneficiary every single year. And I want to just touch on this to make sure people realize this is a global charity fundraiser for them. So our loved ones can have a place to go and get healing. They're going to grow their own organic food. 70 acres in Washington State is going to be their entire campus. They're going to have a children's ward with horseback riding and different things. It's not going to be a hospital. It's not going to be a treatment center. It's a very alive environment to bring optimal healing to all and real healing. So that's our main beneficiary. But in addition, we're going to be donating to about 20 other charities who do not have conflict of interest with what we stand for.
Yes.
So Charity Water is an example. Will Smith is tied to them, and they're a wonderful organization bringing clean drinking water to third world countries. That's very important, as we know. So they're really positive charities, and this is an entire fundraising event. This is not, again, a cash cow. We're donating live stream and live tickets to AACI and these other ones.
Well, you mentioned the live stream. That means that there is a global broadcast that can take place so people from all over the world, in case they can't come to New York City, can participate and support it.
Yeah, so for $49, a person can watch the whole two-day conference and the award show for those first all those 2 days, and I believe it's only $49.
Yeah, $49, and the red carpet entrances. So when these doctors, these celebs, those are kind of the fun parts of the award show too, is seeing what they're wearing and getting the questions asked to, why do you support Alive? Why are you here? And people get to hear that from these people, and it's really exciting.
So I see you're wearing a beautiful gown and flip-flops. Where did you get those?
Yeah, we hope that doesn't happen.
The natural health crowd. You know how we can be so
informed. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's black tie attire.
That could be me. I could be the guy in flip-flops and a tuxedo. You never know. Yeah. But very excited. Can you reveal any of the awards that are being given out or any of the potential award recipients that are being honored?
Well, let's start with a major announcement to your viewers that the Robert Scott Bell Show is nominated in the Alive Radio category.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Gee, I don't, who was behind that? That's kind of crazy.
Isn't that? I know. Who would nominate you? That's pretty crazy.
Believe it or not, Rob, our panel is the one that holds actually 40% of the vote, and the other 60% are going to come from the people, but you were nominated in one of the categories, which is really exciting, as well as several different others. Anna, what are the names of the other categories?
Kevin Trudeau's radio show and Alex Jones. Radio shows of those nature are also nominated with you. People who stand for our freedom, stand for truth, present real information. That's who we're honoring in the category with you. Some of the other categories include Alive Skincare, so it's natural, organic skincare. Cora Organics is nominated, which supermodel Miranda Kerr started that company. Echo Bella, a vegan, all-natural. Noavier, another one. We have Alive Book. We have Alive Fitness Expert, Alive Lifestyle. Some of the acknowledgments are a little bit bigger that will come later. We don't want to give everything away yet.
Sure, no.
These
we'll
major celebrity names.
We will have you back on, of course, to talk about some more announcements as things become available. Are there any celebrities particularly that are participating or that you're looking to have participate in that you can, at this point, announce?
Yeah, there is actually the list of celebrities right now on the website where people can go to our website and view the celebrities and also the speakers. All they have to do is go to AliveNewYork.org, and as newsletters come out and as our press releases come out, this information will be released on a weekly and daily basis.
Some of the celebrities that have nominated after our panel's done months of research. We didn't pull names out of a hat and say, all right, this person looks good, or hey, this person's in the media a lot. That's not how this happened, actually. It altered our viewpoint of some of these celebrities as well, which is our goal through this, is to, again, shine light on these areas that they typically don't get a lot of light shown on because that's not what the mainstream media wants to portray. Russell Brand is an example. I had no idea how involved he was in cancer research and that his mother had cancer, and he struggled with drug addiction and a really rough upbringing. And he saw Forks Over Knives, and he had tweeted after how it opened his eyes, and he went vegetarian. And he's also really involved with cancer awareness and raising funds for cancer. He's actively involved in a lot of humanitarian efforts in that arena and is a very big supporter of Dr. Brzezinski and his work, which he's a speaker.
Oh, I did not know that Dr. Brzezinski's going to be there too. This is awesome. And Brand is hysterical.
Yeah, Dr. B's going to be there.
Nice. And Russell Brand. So we got Dr. B and Mr. B. Russell Brand is hilarious. A guy, and I see, you know, we make jokes about stroking the furry wall ever since Get Him to the Greek came out. So that'd be exciting. I hope he can make it. But yeah, Brzezinski's fantastic. I see you got another friend of mine, Dr. C, Dr. Leonard Caldwell is scheduled there as well. Scrolling down here, I see my Advanced Medicine Monday compatriot, Dr. Rashid Bittar. Have you been in touch with him?
Yes, we have. He's a speaker as well at this.
That's exciting. All right. Well, Dr. Bittar, I know many people have been wanting to meet him at many different expos. He doesn't get out to many of these for the public. So that's great news. Fantastic news, in fact.
Yeah, Rob, you know, we've been so lucky and so, not necessarily lucky, but the event has been so grateful to showcase a lot of these speakers who normally don't come out to events. They normally don't come out to expos. And that's why Alive is so different. Kind of like what you described earlier, Alive isn't an expo. It's not necessarily a conference. Mm-hmm. And I don't even put in any of those categories. Alive is a movement. And if people want this massive change that is going to take place, we got to all be behind this. And we got to all let down our personal differences to come together under one umbrella and stand for what is the truth. And that kind of leads into Alive Foundation being a nonprofit organization, and we're not sponsored by these big corporations. And we have to understand an event of this magnitude is going to be well over $1 million, and so we need everyone's help. And I'm not here to pound people over the head, but if they go to AliveNewYork.org, they can see how they can get involved. It's not all about monetary donations, but they can get involved by sending a YouTube video. They could post our links. They can log into our blogs. They can repost and share our videos. People can get involved in any way they want. And currently right now, we're estimated to reach about 3.3 million viewers on live stream. But our campaign is for 1 million people. And I believe we can do that because currently right now we have a PR firm in India. We have a PR firm in Australia. And then we also have our PR firm in New York City. So this is a massive global event. And the whole world, I truly believe the whole world's going to be behind this. And it's going to change the globe.
Well, that's what we're all about here every day. But if we can have a spotlight on it in the media capital of the world, that's pretty cool, too. And if you'd like to support the Alive Foundation, I've got the links up to Alive New York at robertscottbell.com. And as you said, it's not, even though money plays a big role, as we know, economics run the world. At the same time, there are other ways to support. I mean, if anybody's going to be up, maybe you live in the tri-state area, I imagine, will the unions allow for volunteers at all? I mean, this is another thing. Is there freedom to help out for those that want to help out by being there?
Yes, absolutely. We're actually working with non-union groups because of the stipulations that unions have. So we're looking absolutely for volunteers of all types of flyering. If they want to get involved and be a volunteer, just shoot us an email with your name, with your number, and we'll get in touch with you. We need this to be a grassroots movement. We kind of align ourselves with the way Ron Paul's movement is happening, and we're up against the world, as is he, but it's growing because the people are ready for truth, and we want to have this grassroots campaign. We want it to be word of mouth. We want one person to share us with another. We want to, again, bring this message to our neighbor. Even if we have the answers, our neighbor probably doesn't. And once again, start caring for each other instead of just ourselves.
Anna, what is the email address for those that want to volunteer in some way?
You can send it to, I'm the communications director, so you can send it to Anna@AliveNewYork.com.
Okay, Anna, A-N-N-A, at AliveNewYork, N-E-W-Y-O-R-K. com. All right, cool.
Yes.
Well, I expect that we'll have some people. We've got many listeners up in the northeast quarter. The show is growing tremendously. So if you'd like to help out in any way, and if you can in-kind donate, there's good groups that are going to get supported by that as well. I am so encouraged by this movement. As you said earlier in the interview, this segment, I think, Josh, you nailed it. Alive is a movement. I love that. Life itself is movement. So it very much fits with the theme of what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every day. And I'm grateful you guys are out there putting the spotlight on these positive things that are indeed happening.
Yeah. Thanks to you again, Rob. Thanks for having us on. We really appreciate it. And, you know, we're just really excited for people to get this information and not have the option just to choose. That's all we want. And I want people to, let's just like myself that was struggling from, you know, addiction and depression and Anna with fibromyalgia and other issues. If people can get this truth, how many people could have the possibility of getting healed and their body's healing itself? We're really excited about what's to take place, and we're really excited about the future.
What we say here at Alive is when we are fully alive, the possibilities are infinite. Hmm. And that is so true.
Beautiful. Well, we're going to take a break on that note. Thank you, guys. We'll be talking to you and checking back in as we get closer to the June 21st and 22nd date in New York City. Alive New York, June 21st and 22nd. Looking forward to that. Thanks so much, both of you.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
All right, back with more powerful healing after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Josh and Anna Scurry. By the way, they mentioned that Mike Adams is also up for an award as well at Alive. I hope we can see you all there. But right now we're going to wrap up Super Don, the show, with some political healing here. Lots been going on in the media with Ron Paul, you know, making the rounds on CNN and then Fox and CNN. And it's interesting how the marching orders come down and they all seem to start asking the same questions in the same way. It's kind of weird. But I guess we realize that the media is not separate entities. They're one big entity and they pretend to be different, like Democrats and Republicans pretend to be different.
Yeah, it was quite interesting when you watch the interviews that are being done now. They all seem to try and get away from the subject of the economy, or what do you think about so-and-so's plan, or do you think so-and-so's going to win? And now, for some reason, they're just trying to nail Ron Paul on foreign policy.
Yeah, what
I think there's
do?
A strategy there, because it doesn't matter if it's CNN or if it's Fox or whoever. They're all asking the same thing, because I think the strategy might be that Ron Paul's foreign policy has always been viewed as a weak point.
Yeah, so if they're going to hammer him on that somehow, they can say, what would a Ron Paul presidency do in this case, right? So let's hear from Greta Van – what does Jerry Doyle call her?
This would be Greta Van Sidemouth.
Ooh, and, okay.
And I tell you, when I heard this, I fell out of my chair. I could not believe the question that she
All
asked
right.
him.
Everybody put your seatbelt on. Get ready for this first question from Greta to Ron Paul.
Assume tonight you're the President of the United States and we have the following problems. In Syria, we have just closed down our embassy and there is a massacre by the Syrian government against its people. Number two, that Israel is talking about perhaps in the next 2 months taking some sort of action against Iran. And three, Egypt is holding a number of Americans, maybe trying 19 Americans. What are you going to be doing about all three of those problems tonight?
And there's an asteroid heading straight for Earth.
And number four, your house has just caught on fire and the family cat is in the second story. Number five, a small fire has started in the glove box of your car and there's a small fuel leak coming from the gas. What the heck are you talking about?
It's amazing. and President Paul, your pizza is 30 minutes late. What are you going to do? Amazing. Well, let's hear from Ron Paul. How does he respond to that? The world is about to explode. Ron, what are you going to do?
So you create problems over 40 years, and I have three minutes to solve all this problem. No, I think it's our intervention over there that gets us into all this trouble, and that we ought to be minding our own business. We shouldn't be fighting wars that are undeclared. And if we want to get
there.
Involved, take it. Oh, well, let me
but
think. I know we shouldn't be, and that's why the best issue for me to get enthusiasm from young people and the people who care about what I'm doing, it's when I say, let's quit spending all our money overseas. We're going broke. In the last 10 years, we spent $4 trillion worth of debt fighting these wars. And all my argument is, declare the wars. If you want to go to war, declare the wars, fight them, win them, come home like we did in World War II.
I like the way he disarmed her pretty quickly. He just said what we said. Okay, I got to solve all of that right now?
Yeah. But
how about 40 years of stuff?
Three impossible situations that don't have just a simple, easy answer and say, okay, Ron Paul, what you going to do? Go.
Yeah, and he did actually rather well. If you watch the whole video, we don't have time to put the whole audio in there, but there was a series of questions trying to challenge him. And I find it interesting that what would a President Paul do? Because we're going to hear from John King of CNN, and suddenly he talks in the same language, like they're all getting the same script. But his answers are very cogent, and just like they always been. And now to the people that are hearing it, sounding less and less crazy all the time. So it's backfiring on them. They're starting to experience the blowback that he has been talking about for so long. Every time they try to throw a bomb at Ron Paul, he diffuses it, turns it around, gives it back to them, and explodes on them. So,
well, it's true. And I think what's going on here is that when he initially came out with these ideas, everybody had been so brainwashed and programmed that, you know, kill the Arabs, kill the Arabs. And he came out with these ideas, and everybody kind of, at first went, oh, that's crazy, I don't get it. But I think people have started to have a chance now to think about it. And the more people think about it and look at it from a different perspective, I think more and more people are going, that does kind of make sense.
All right, well, here's Greta trying to bust him on Iran, because, of course, you know Ron Paul wants Iran to be a nuclear power, right?
Of course.
What would you do about Iran and their quest for nuclear weapon? Anything at all?
I'd quit trying to overthrow their government. We've been doing that since 1953, and they don't like us for us. And I think what we should do is let Israel deal with it. They have hundreds of nuclear missiles. They took care of Iraq's nuclear power plant back in the 80s. I defended them for it. But to restrain Israel and take over their sovereignty by giving them money, then they can't defend their borders and they can't develop their peace treaties. So we're really hurting Israel inadvertently, of course, by doing this.
And that's the thing. He is more.
What an anti-Semite.
Yeah, I know. He wants
Israel
to be free and sovereign. And by the way, the FDA made that thing about sovereign people. And so, you know, if, of course, Ron Paul wants Israel to be sovereign. Does that make Israel now a terrorist, too? How do you do this?
He's defending Israel.
Yeah.
He wants Israel to have their sovereignty. He is he was the only one that defended Israel when they attacked the Iraqi nuclear sites. The only one. Everybody else condemned him and went with the United Nations and condemned Israel for doing the action. And Ron Paul was the only one that defended them in that action.
By the way, a lot of things are happening now in terms of going to the UN for approval or getting sanctions. It's like, why, you know, even Republicans who say, again, we're for America. Well, then why are you asking the UN for anything? Good Lord.
Yes.
So
yes.
Greta continues now, tries to nail Congressman Dr. Ron Paul about Egypt. And listen to what the good doctor says.
I know it's a horrible thing to give you a minute to answer a serious question, but what would you do about the 19 Americans who are facing trial in Egypt? What, if anything?
I would have done a long time ago. I wouldn't have propped up a dictator and then encouraged the overthrow. No, you got to do it. You got to work diplomatically and try to get them out of there the best you can. We have some responsibilities, but there's going to be a lot more of that, because this is a consequence of a flawed policy, a reaction to us. It's blowback, and our people suffer the consequences from it.
Again, the term blowback, it's just cause and effect. It's karma. It's Jesus. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. It's the golden rule. Boo, boo. It's the golden rule.
Yes.
But listen to the practicality of it. He doesn't shy away from the questions. He answers it directly. And it's like, look at what's happening there. This is 40 years in the making. With Iran, it's back to 1953. That's what? 58 years in the making. 59. I mean, this is insane. These people don't know history. Greta doesn't know it. And we'll hear from John King shortly on his interview, which was from last night on CNN.
Yeah. And if you notice, he says, well, would you talk to him? What would you do, if anything? Now, how many presidents would not do anything?
Well, but
that's almost insulting for her to say, if anything, as if he's going to say, I wouldn't do anything.
But that's where they try to pigeonhole him as a guy. He's a pal. He's not going to do anything. No, he'll say, and you'll hear him talk about going to Congress, declarations of war. So, but a lot of times people will come and say, but look, it's wholesale slaughter in Syria. The governments are killing you. What is the government doing to Americans here with the drugs, the FDA drugs? The genocidal drugs, 106,000 to 784,000 Americans every year. I haven't brought that up in a while. And FDA approved. And why don't we intervene there? Should we get the military in? Let's raid the FDA. Now, that'd be something I could support, military action. But let's hear John King talking about, oh, my gosh, they're killing him.
Government killing its own citizens. What would a President Paul do about that right now?
Well, that problem's been going on for many, many years, if not centuries. Bad governments, look at what they did. The communists killed millions, hundreds of millions of people. So it's a tragedy that happens in Africa all the time. But I'm not representing those countries. As a congressman and as a president, I represent the United States. And I don't think it's a wise thing to get involved in the civil war that's going on in Syria. That would cost money, it would cost lives, and it may well spread. And already, because we we are agitating. We're already very much involved trying to get the UN to do this and that. And the Russians now don't like it. The Chinese don't like it. So what should be a domestic civil war is now turning into an international crisis. And the Russians and the Chinese are reacting to us by pushing this. I think it's none of our business. I think it's a tragedy, but I can point out many tragedies, many folds greater than this, but it's not in American interest. Now, as president, if there was a crisis like this and was building and somebody's making the case, oh no, it's in America's national security, I'd go to the Congress. I wouldn't go to the United Nations or NATO. I'd go to Congress and say, you think this deserves a war? If it does, you declare the war, then we'll go to war, fight, and win it. But to assume that we have an automatic obligation to be over there, I think is a very dangerous thing to assume.
Where does it end? I mean,
who can argue with that? If you can argue with that kind of logic, you have just painted a sign on your forehead, I like war. Yeah. It's just totally obvious. You know, he's not saying – this is an important distinction that people need to understand on what the perception of Ron Paul's foreign policy was in the very beginning when these debates started versus what it really is. Because when it first started, people thought Ron Paul didn't care. They thought Ron Paul was just a Boy Scout who just was never going to try and step on anybody's toes. No. And that's not true.
He's
if there is a reason to go to war, he's saying we get a declaration of war. And that's the sticking point for him. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Congress and they declare war, he wants to go in there and just make a parking lot out of whatever
overwhelm
area
them.
Is.
That's right. Bring the troops home. Don't get into nation building the money we don't have. And that is – this is the Ron Paul we haven't heard before in – let's say we knew of him perhaps, but not in the media like this where he's taking it back. He's not letting Greta push him over, John King, or anybody at this point. He's like, you wussies, you chicken hawks who think you want to be an executive branch dictator. No, take it to the People's Congress. Find out if the moms and dads want to send their kids to this thing, and then we'll find out the real legitimate wars as opposed to – oh my gosh, the Syrian government is wiping out people in Syria. Well, how bad is that? It's horrible. We don't like it. But what about the government wiping out our own people, as I mention every day, that they don't acknowledge like we do here on the Robert Scadbell Show? That's the difference. And that's the Ron Paul presidency. That's the thing that salvages this. If the people of America want to be a sovereign nation, oh no, the FBI says if you want a sovereign nation, somehow now you're a terrorist. This is the kind of crazy world we live in right now, where the federal government is at war with the American people, and the people running for the presidency outside of Ron Paul want to be dictators in chief. They don't want to go to the people, and they somehow say, well, you're weak if you don't go to the United Nations to get a declaration from them so we can go in and wipe them out. Well, no, we don't want to wipe them out. We just want to go in there and break their bridges and then rebuild them.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, you've got I almost said a bad word. People like Sean Hannity. I was listening to him yesterday on his show, and he was berating Obama and his foreign policy, and was saying, "I can't believe that he hasn't gone in and bombed Iran already."
Yeah, on what authority, Sean? You chicken hawk. Yeah.
Absolutely. Guys,
it doesn't matter
if it's Sean or if it's Levin or if it's Beck or anybody. They're just the only answer is war. Lob missiles and bombs in there and blow them up and then ask questions later. And unfortunately, when we ask those questions later, we find out that things are far different than they were. There's a very cool article, and I'm going to put this on the Facebook page, of a lieutenant, I believe it was a lieutenant colonel in the Army, that broke ranks and was talking about the details of what's really going on in Afghanistan versus the rosy reports that we're getting from the Pentagon as to the success of what's happening in Afghanistan. What's happening in Afghanistan on the ground from the people that have the boots on the ground is far different than the BS that we're getting on Fox News and CNN.
Yep.
It's a disaster.
And MSNBC,
not going the way they're supposed to go.
Don, neoconservatives in the presidency. I'm telling you, Barack Obama is not a liberal. He's a neoconservative. He's a war-making machine, as well as Mitt Romney would be, as well as Gingrich, as well as Santorum. And that's what we're dealing with. Hey, I want to end the show today on a different song, if you don't mind. There's a Golden State, and they're a Ron Paul kind of fan band. And they're good. They actually sound a little bit like U2. And they've got a song about bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's called End This War. because you fired me up here with dealing with this, and I want people to leave on a positive note, end the war. We're not warmongers at all, even though we are human and we get emotional about these things. We'd love to hear from you if you want to vent. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We got a lot more healing to go, but for now, we're going to take a deep breath. We'll be back tomorrow, and we're going to remind you right now that the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.